So now, is Kevin Hart only doing movies with The Rock?
I hope so, because they're a fantastic duo together.
Because they're in that Central Intelligence, right. And now they're in Jumanji.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Hey, why remake Jumanji?
They didn't remake it.
It's supposed to be a new one.
It's like, I didn't see the first Jumanji, but
really?
I'm an adult.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, but when that came out, what were 96?
By the way, it's Jumanji, not Jumanji.
that's when they
Jumanji.
They had different things in that one.
Yeah.
It's Jumanji, game. Right? It's about the Holocaust.
And Woody Allen in there.
I would love to see every
Jews in Africa. Jumanji. It's Jews that eat Jumanji. I didn't see it, but I know it had elephants in a living room and something, and it's a game and
evil spiders.
It's so weird, the Robin Williams I know compared to the Robin Williams you guys probably know. Morgan Mindy.
Well, that was the weird thing though, is the original Jumanji with Robin Williams, he kills himself in the end. Hangs himself in the closet.
No, that's World's Best Dad, and it's his son.
I have no idea. That's how he really died.
He does a movie. There's a movie called World's Best Dad, which is directed by Bobcat Goldthwait, where it's all about Robin Williams finds his son who dies during autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, yeah.
And then he turns around and says that it was his son that committed suicide.
Right.
He starts getting all this sympathy, and everybody starts calling him the world's greatest dad. Well, his son kills himself in a closet, hanging himself. By accident, but that's the same way Robin Williams goes out.
So it's Bobcat's fault.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Wait a second. So did Robin Williams kill himself, or was he trying to whip off? And
no, it sounds
no,
like
the
he
son,
was...
the son in real life. Did,
no.
In the movie or in real life?
No, in the movie.
In the movie, the kid's trying to do this.
The kid's
Robin Williams lives for the entire movie. The kid's just trying to take care of.
Robin, you said he kills himself in the end.
No.
Galvin was.
I was joking
about
so
Jumanji.
Confused.
Yeah.
So in the movie. The best dad, the kid got caught trying to autoerotic himself.
Yes.
And he died.
Yes.
And then Robin Williams does not die. He just...
No, Robin Williams, I think he writes a suicide note from his son. Either that or the son wrote a suicide note and he publishes it. I forget the details. But then the dad becomes the best dad in the world.
So
then
nobody knows what he was really doing?
Nobody knows that his son actually died from cranking.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then does he go crazy from keeping all that in, or is it a comedy?
It's a dark comedy. He did, Bobcat Goldthwait did that in God Bless America with the fat guy from Dharma and Greg, where they go around and just murder people, and it's actually a really interesting and funny movie.
Does he kill Dharma or Greg? Because it's the only reason I'd watch that movie.
No, it's a good movie, though. Check it out.
By the way, I love that you named another character from Dharma.
Right.
I have no idea who
Dharma
the fat
Greg,
guy from Dharma and Greg was.
Let's be honest about this. I always say this, I preface this, when I'm a little bit of an extra of a pervert, but I'm pretty good with just normal masturbation. Like, I don't need to do anything that's going to block the airwaves. Or I don't even like to, I don't even want to take Molly. Like, sex is pretty good. I don't need to make it better.
But that's the thing. Like, when I've gone to these, the raunchy festivals or whatever that they do, I forget, and I can't believe I'm blanking on the name of them. But
FetishCon.
When you go to FetishCon and you talk to the people that are, like, newly getting into the fetishes, that's what they say is they're like, I never knew. The big thing is they didn't know they liked it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't like it.
Right.
But I'm pretty good with what I have now. That's like if you gave me a cheesecake, I'd be like, this cheesecake's delicious. And they were like, we got better cheesecake. I'd be like, this one's really good. I'm good with this one.
You wouldn't even just want to know what,
I don't need, this cheesecake is good enough that I don't need a better, so if I taste it and I go, that's a little bit better than that one. This one was good.
What if it's way better?
Right, like that's my thing.
Okay, well they say it's way better cheesecake, but you might die eating it.
Right.
Then I go, oh, I'm good with the really good cheesecake.
When you say it like that.
Okay, now, if you gave me a sponge cake and you were like, here's some sponge cake. There is some cheesecake.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
But
I'm not sponge caking it. I'm cheesecaking it right now.
Right, but like to them, they're like, oh, it's just like, like a bite of cheesecake. When why not have
the whole cake?
Whole.
Because I don't also want to die by trying to eat the cheesecake.
Yeah,
I'd stick with the sponge cake and be like, cake.
One bite. Oh, that sucks.
Carmen, you really want me to choke you? I'll choke you.
Have you ever done that game? I think they call it California Dream, where you you cut off circulation to your brain and you can, like, pass out for a second and then wake up.
Oh, where kids were doing that. You push up against the thing. Yeah,
we read about that. I've never done that, but I in high school, like, I had friends that did it, and they said that you actually get, like, a high from doing that. So I would never do it, but I can understand why.
How good of a high is is.
Right. I don't know.
That you do that. You get up in your little lightheaded. You're like, yeah. Oh, it's awesome. It's so dumb. Go smash your head against the wall.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Seriously, go bang your forehead as hard as you can against that door. You'll be just as high and just as quick, and you probably won't die. You probably won't, but you may have long-term concussion problems.
Oh, what are we watching, Jim?
Oh, that's
this is Fetish Con when the girls kick the guy in the nuts.
They're not even, I mean...
He loved it.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I would let a hot girl do that either, honestly. Like, those girls are semi-attractive, but even, like, the hottest girl I'd go
to. You can't really see Kendra James. She's really attractive.
Gorgeous.
The one on the left, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's Candlebox on the right.
Blinky. She's not good looking.
Yeah.
She looks like Ricky Rocket from Poison.
Yeah.
I would let Kendra James punch me in the stomach.
What happens to this guy that's what he
gets
his rocks
off on? He's dead.
He died. Like, how
his mom did this to him when he was little.
Oh.
Right, that's got to be something weird that happens in young...
Right, like, I bet you know who else I bet likes this? That guy from Saturday Live that was getting beaten by his mother all the time.
Daryl
Hammond. Yeah, I bet Daryl Hammond goes to New York sex clubs and be like, man, just kick me in the nuts and my Yankee hat falls off.
So does the Red Dragon from Hannibal Lecter.
He likes that too. Eating the painting all crazy.
Daryl Hammond's a weird dude. Have you ever had him on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
He loved us.
Yeah, he wanted to hang out with us.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be the one that just goes up to guys smoking on the street and has them put out cigarettes on his arm.
He came in and he was all...
feel pain to feel something.
He was all super shy, and then he loved us, and then we went to see his show that night, and I left right before it was over because I wanted to beat the traffic, and I was tired. And he was so disappointed. The club called me. They're like, Daryl Hammond thinks you're going to take him to a strip club. I'm like, nope. I'm already home in bed. And then when we talked to him again, we're like, where you been? Last time you were here was great. He goes, I've just been talking about how my mother used to cut my lips with paper and give me
Paper
rolls.
Oh, man, yeah.
Beat me out. We're like, all right, Daryl, good talking to you.
Have a good one.
What?
You know, Yankee hat's a little tight. You might want to bump up to a 7.75, man. You're really bringing yourself down now. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Tom, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Yeah, the Robin Williams movie, basically his kid killed himself, you know, doing oil rock or asphyxiation. But he made it look like his kid hung himself. Then he wrote a book about, like, you know, being teen bullied and said that it was his kid.
Okay.
He went around taking credit. But the kid's best friend knew that he wasn't suicidal. Then at the end of the movie, he came out and told the world, hey, you know, I wrote this. And everyone's like, all right, you're the biggest piece of crap. Basically, that's how the movie ended.
Rob, how do you feel that this guy explained it way better than you did?
Same thing. Kid kills himself, cranking off, writes a fake note.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you. And then for some reason, he jumps into a pool? Is that what we're watching here on Bone TV?
Yeah, that's the movie.
Does he drown himself? Does he kill himself in the pool?
No, I don't think he does that. There's no Robin Williams killing himself in this movie.
That's why all his movies should end.
Like every movie, every Robin Williams movie should end with him killing himself.
He did like some really dark movies though before he passed away. He did Death to Smoochie was dark and weird. He did that 1 hour photo, which was super dark.
Was like 20 years ago.
But what other movies has he done lately? Like, all of his latest movies are all dark, weird movies.
You're right, because there was a movie with him and Mila Kunis where he finds out that he's going to die and he has, like, 10 hours to live or something, and he's trying to live out all of his fantasies.
The angriest man in the world or something like that. Well, he did that that stupid RV movie.
That was good, that movie.
He was happy.
He was going to do Miss Doubtfire, too. They were in the process of making a second one. And then
needed the money.
That's... he also was doing that show.
Divorce! Susie!
What's that chick's name? Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He should have hung himself dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire. That would have been great.
How creepy would that be?
He killed himself.
Why are you making fun of him, Rob?
It's a family that loves
Rob knows that's how his comedy career is going to end.
By the way, I'm going to go on record. Robin Williams, never funny. Never funny.
Really?
Comedy-wise?
Yeah, stand-up comedy, never funny. Like, good in Mork and Mindy. I thought a very good actor. Like, a very good actor in a lot of stuff. Never found any of his stand-up funny.
You ready?
I'm going to read it.
That's Robin Williams.
Okay, so
the energy. The cocaine.
Did you guys ever see Jim Carrey do stand-up?
Yes.
Was his stand-up good?
Yes.
No. He's a fit. No.
Okay. He did good impressions.
He did good impressions, and he did some funny stand-up stuff. Right. But yeah, he started out as an impressionist and then totally abandoned that.
That really? Seems like my generation's Robin Williams, because he did stand-up, but it didn't seem like he was fantastic, like by Eddie Murphy standards of good stand-up. But he's one of the biggest movie stars ever.
Nah, he's not anymore.
But he was from 90.
Cult classic.
Ace Ventura, and then they tried to plug him in, and they had the one where he talks to God. The Truman Show. Yeah, I guess he had a couple good movies.
The one where he...
But he can't win a serious actor for nothing.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind movie.
I like that movie, but it was weird.
Oh, I cry every time I watch that movie. The whole point is that the woman gets surgery to forget a loved one. That's heartbreak and everything.
Spoiler alert.
He was great as Andy Kaufman. He did great in that.
I don't think I got that movie.
Did you guys see the number 33 or number 23? Did you like that? No? That's where he plays like a obsessed.
He plays schizo, Ace Ventura. Right?
Yeah, but he's like schizo.
It's Ace Ventura. It's a guy who goes crazy. Yeah. You know, it's the mask. It's Ace Ventura. Only it's supposed to be serious.
He was in that movie, The Majestic, with the movie theater and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that was terrible.
That's I think what I'm thinking. That's not the Andy Kaufman movie though.
No, that's Man on the Moon.
The Andy Kaufman movie is where he plays Andy Kaufman.
Got it. Got
crazy.
It.
How that
I gotta
out.
Tell you, that makes a lot of sense when you say that.
Andy Kaufman alive or dead, do you think?
Dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Even with that Tony Hinchcliffe thing going on.
Well, why wait so
not Tony
long?
Hinchcliffe. That's Joe Rogan's friend. It's Tony Clifton.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Piss my noodle, toy poodle.
I don't think he would have waited this long unless we find out he was Jim Carrey the whole time.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, he had surgery, lost a lot of weight.
Dude. How great of a movie premise is that? So a guy is a star when he's like in his 20s or something and burns bright and kind of fades away and everyone's like, yeah, I'm kind of sick of that guy, whatever. Then he goes and has plastic surgery and comes back and is a totally different actor or super funny or whatever and then comes back and then wins like an Oscar or something and reveals it there.
That's how like great. That Billy Gilman we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Little child star disappeared, came back as an old grown-up gay kid.
Yeah.
Did Andy Kaufman's star burn out or was because I
died?
Well, I know that he died, but was he still popular at when he started? So he walked away. If he did walk away, he walked away at the height of his fame. And then, wow,
easily.
So if he's not dead, that's a great prank, man.
But he's dead.
And at the height of his fame, he was also a busboy.
Yeah.
Like
he went to Shoney's and got a job.
I think Andy Kaufman was just nuts.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he enjoyed.
Think
he enjoyed being weird. He loved the attention. He was so in the height of his career, he went and got a job as a busboy in Shoney's. So he'd leave the taxi set and then he'd go over to Shoney's and I believe it was Shoney's. And he would be a busboy.
Just so people would go, is that Andy Kaufman? Like Andy Kaufman's our busboy? That's so weird. You know, and
they'd interview his boss like in 60 minutes and be like, he's like one of the best workers we have.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like he's off. Kevin Nealon did an interview with Howard where he was talking about working at the Comedy Store coming up and that he got to see Andy Kaufman and David Letterman were the two best comedians he's ever seen. And he saw everybody come through that place.
They say that Jim Carrey puts on makeup and goes and drives a cab. Like, he goes in disguise and does that now like Andy Kaufman did, where you just go and drive a cab.
He doesn't seem like he's fun, though, because once he started getting on all those don't vaccinate your kids stuff, like, that's when I was like,
yeah, that was
all then she left him.
That was all Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, then she left him.
Vaccinate her.
Chris, good morning.
How you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, real quick, not why I called, but real quick, Bill Murray's like that. I heard a story that he, like, painted himself orange, wore an orange outfit, went into a restaurant, stood there for, like, 45 minutes completely still, and then sat down with a group of friends that came in after he was standing there and ate lunch, you know, spray painted orange like that.
Yeah, see, that just annoys me. That just annoys me.
Right. Anyway, Jim Carrey movie, The Majestic, it's actually a serious movie. He's a screenwriter back in the 50s era.
Right.
He's in a car accident. He gets amnesia, and then they're coming after him for the propaganda.
Let me save you the trouble of it. We just talked about it. It's terrible.
Right.
That's a great movie, and I didn't hear you talk about it.
Boo.
I missed it.
Boo.
Hey, love the show today, you guys. Going on vacation, man. Mike, you said something about it yesterday, having one foot already out the door. I love the programming right before you guys go on vacation. It's great.
Thank you.
I need some information for the tickets for this comedy show tomorrow. Where can I get them? How much are
you? You just go to the Improv or go to ImprovTampa.com and buy them now, and they'll be at noon with Bert Kreischer, Catherine Maloney, and Rob Gargiulo.
Good deal. Hey, I'm walking into 7-Eleven. I'll go in here and yell something stupid for some free tickets.
Nope, but you can go in there and get a Slurpee for like $3. Thank you. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, can't believe I got through. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know if you were aware, but Jim Carrey got a start when Clint Eastwood happened to catch his impersonation of him. And he was so impressed with that impersonation that he gave him that bit part in that movie, The Deadpool.
Ah, that's right, where he played the band. Right?
He was like Axl Rose. Yeah.
I didn't know the story behind that with Eastwood, but what was that movie called? Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you, Jerry.
Great call. Great show, guys.
Thank you, pal.
Jim Carrey's net worth. What do you think he's worth?
He is worth, I'm going to say, $35
million. I'm going to say $80
million. Oh, man, you guys are both off $150 million.
Whoa! Yeah. Smoking.
Good
for him. He didn't get married.
He did. They didn't get married to the chick that he was in.
Yeah, but she was an actress, and they probably had a prenup and all that.
That redheaded chick from, God, what's it? Dumb and Dumber.
Samsonite. That's her last name. But Jim Carrey, he made me think of something about him, and now I totally forgot.
He's got
Ace Ventura. But that was around Hollywood for like ever, and people didn't do it. And then he was like, "I'll do it if I can kind of rewrite it and do the stuff." And then made it funny.
I didn't know that he rewrote it.
Yeah, because I think Eddie Murphy was attached to it for a while.
I have a list of movies he did. So of course, Ace Ventura in '94, then The Mask in '94, Dumb and Dumber in '94. Batman Forever, where he played the Riddler in 95, but that was one of the bad Batmans, right?
But he was a good Riddler.
Batman Forever, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls in 95.
Yeah.
The Cable Guy, which I thought was
I love Cable Guy.
I thought that was a terrible movie until I went back and watched it as an adult, and I went, that's a good movie. It's fantastic.
Cable Guy.
My name is Chip.
You want to be my friend?
Liar Liar in 1997.
I love Liar Liar.
Liar Liar is good.
Liar Liar made me laugh a lot when I watched it the first time. Yeah.
The physical comedy.
You know it's a good movie and you're going to get to it, but one of the ones that he did recently and I was like, oh, he's trying to go back and be like funny Jim Carrey. But it was actually funny, like decent.
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
No. Yes Man.
Oh,
Yes Man was good. Yeah.
That's it was decent.
Zooey Deschanel, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, just says yes to everything.
So then The Truman Show in 98, Man on the Moon in 99. Me and Myself and Irene, which actually was a pretty funny movie.
So good. Yeah, Q-Tip.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas in 2000.
That's a classic. By the way, every one of these movies has been really good.
Right.
The Majestic in 2001.
Except for that.
Bruce Almighty in 2003.
Oh, good.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, 2004. Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
These are going over.
Yeah,
now.
This is where it turned.
That was a good kids one. That was a good kids one.
2005, he brings it back with that the chick with the short hair that was married to David Duchovny. Fun with Dick and Jane. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah, but nobody saw that.
Oh, it was a good movie. It was a take on the Enron scandal. It was actually pretty funny. The Number 23 in 2007. Horton Hears a Who in 2008. Yes Man in 2008. I Love You, Philip Morris, which was a terrible movie in 2009. Christmas Carol, 2009. Mr. Popper's Penguins, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Anybody see that?
Yeah, I did. He was good in there. He was like supposed to be the Chris Angel guy.
Drills his head. Holy Jesus.
Kick-Ass 2 in 2013, Dumb and Dumber 2, and then True Crimes coming out in 2016.
He was good in Kick-Ass 2.
I don't know why they don't make Ace Ventura again. I would go and see it.
Because he wouldn't want it. It's going to end him hanging himself like Robin Williams.
Yeah, but if they come to him and they go, well, I guess you don't need the money at that point, right? It becomes more of an artistic creativity thing.
He's trying to win a goddamn Academy Award, and they keep throwing him movies where he's going to wear a mask
talk
or be
out of his butt.
Yeah,
that was so great, man.
Stephanie, is your Jim Carrey through your son a birthday party?
No, not my son. My cousin works he's in the union, and he works on movie sets, and he's a driver, and he also he's like a carpenter. He helps build sets. He has a daughter who this was when they were filming Me, Myself, and Irene. So she had a birthday, I think it was the day before or the day after Jim Carrey's daughter's birthday.
Right.
And so Jim Carrey threw a birthday party for her, a surprise birthday party. He paid for everything. He did not charge it to the movie, or anything like that. he paid for everything, and he was, I guess, incredible to them and everybody else on set.
Yeah, that is a reputation that he has of being one of the good guys, I'll tell you that.
Because he grew up poor, too, right? Like, he was living in a car with his family at one point because his dad lost his job.
They were all janitors.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steph. I wish to God that I had $150 million because I really don't need more than $20 million. I would just do nice things with the rest of my life.
Yeah, I think I would do stuff like that where I just throw random kids, which sounds weird. Hey, I'm just going to throw a random kid a birthday party. That's the coolest thing. Jim Carrey threw me a birthday party when I was 12.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at Golden Diamond Source.com.